Yud Zayin Nissan, Aleph the Chol Hamoed Pesach, Monday the 22nd April, Rabbi Shlomi Yitzchok Bixenspanner, Minhogei Pesach.
Today, Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to see an inyan which is mostly halacha, maybe a bit of agada, and the topic is Minhogim on Pesach. On Pesach, we find in Klal Yisrael many different minhagim, some of them which might sound a bit bizarre, and perhaps they are. However, as we will see, there still is a reason why Klal Yisrael are noyig certain minhagim. But the question is, what happens if someone wants to change a minig for whatever reason? And I will give a few examples which people have asked this year and other years. And every year there are different types of shailas that come up, b'nogeya, the inyan of minhagim and changing them. For example, there were yidden, today perhaps very few, but I still remember, we're talking about 40 years ago, where many people would not use on Pesach any type of oil. They would only use schmaltz. And basically, a whole Pesach, everything that needed oil, that would need oil, would always be used with schmaltz. And first of all, people were always fleishig. They didn't eat any milky, because everything you ate had schmaltz in it. And besides, it's not the healthiest thing anyway. And the question is, if someone has such a minig, or someone comes from a family that's their minig, are they allowed to change? Are they allowed to say, okay, we have plenty of oils that are available, and many different types of oils, even those that are machmir, not to use cottonseed oil. There are different oils that are available, different nuts, that you can make oil out of them. And the question is such a minig as not eating oil, not using oil on Pesach, is it something that you're allowed to change? Another question which people ask is the inyan of fish. There are some people that don't eat fish on Pesach. So the question is, if someone wants to change and they do want to start eating fish, are they allowed to do so? What is the halacha? Where do we find these halachas about changing minhagim? So, in order to understand the whole concept of minhagim, we have to take a look at a siman in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya in Hilchas Nedarim. The Mechaber brings down in Siman Reishi Dalet in Yerideya as follows: Dvarim hamutarim, things that are mutar meikar hadin, which means that al pi toira it's not a problem. V'hayoydim bohem. People know shehi mutarim, people know that it's mutar, however, for whatever reason, nahagu bahem iser. They still are noyig iser in something which is be'etzem mutar. Have ke'ilu kiblu aleyem b'neder, v'osir lahatiram bahem. Meaning that if a person has a certain minig, which means that be'etzem me'ikra, then there's no reason to aser it. Afitoir it's mutar. However, there is a reason why people would aser it, as the lashon of the Mechaber is, Hayoidim behem shehi mutarim. In other words, it's not a mistake. People think it's aser. People know it's mutar. Now, but then, there's a certain reason why we want to aser. Says the Mechaber, it's considered like a neder. What's a neder? A neder means something that's mutar. And for whatever reason, a person decides that he wants to make a siyog. He wants to do a geder in order to help him in avodas Hashem. So he accepts upon himself something that's mutter, and he asks it upon himself. So the Mechaber says, any type of minig that a person has, which is be'etzem a dover ha-mutter, but for whatever reason he accepts it upon himself as a dover ha-osser, osser la-tiram, because it's considered like a neder. Now, the question is, does it help to make a Torah nedarim? Because if it's a neder, l'chayre should be allowed to do a Torah nedarim. So the Mechaber brings down two shittas. The first shitta holds that such a neder helped nishkan atoras nedarim. V'yesh mishoimer that yes, sehelfti ataras nedarim, and the Ramos says haminik kisvara rishoina that sehelfti ataras nedarim. So basically, we have here a yesoid in the Shulchan Aruch that any type of thing that is be'etzem adover hamutar v'achirim nahagiv ham iser is a problem of a neder, and in order to be matter such a thing, you have to be matter neder. Now, there's another din that we find in Shulchan Aruch. What if this din that a person is noyig is be'etzem atoas mayikara, which means that they thought that this is osir, and they thought that they're being machmir, but they realized that it's nish gishtoigin and nish gefloigin, as they say. So there's also two shittas whether you need hatara or not. But again, according to the Ramah, you don't even need hatara. If anything was niskabel betos, you don't need hatara. Only if you know for sure that it's mutter, but you decide, you do a conscious decision to aser, that is when you have a problem with hataras nedar. Now, Kuntzu gained the shach, and he brings a marshal. The marshal says that the whole din of being matir neder, as we said, something that's mutter, v'chayrim nahagibem iser, is only on something that, you know, some people are machmir, some not. But anything that the whole Yisrael, mashen ohagu kol Yisrael, v'kiblu aleihem, i'efshir lahatir b'chol inyan. Even though you can find in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter, but lamaisa, it was niskabel called tfutzis Yisrael ta'aser. For that doesn't, no ataras nedarim will help such a thing. So now that we understand a bit of background and a bit of what the Shulchan Aruch says, we can categorize these chumras as follows. Someone asked me a very interesting question. He says, "I want to be matir neder on eating kidneys." Because eating kidneys is also dover hamuter, v'achirim nahagivem iser, which means you can say that kidneys is osir apia meikradin. It's avada. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings it down, but it's at the end of the day, it's still dover hamuter, v'achirim nahagivem iser. So he wanted to know why can't I make ataras nedarim and be matir to eat kidneys? So the teretz is based on this marshal. Kidneys is something that was niskabel b'chol tfutzis Yisrael by the Ashkenazim. About if he's a Sephardi, that's a different story. But by Ashkenazim, every Ashkenaz was mekabel upon himself this inyan of kidneys, and that's the end of the story. And therefore, avada in avada dort helf nishkan ataras nedarim, because as the mashal says, a dover that was niskabel b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, even though be'etzem it's a dover hamuter v'chayrim nahagibam iser, but lemaise, if it was niskabel, it was niskabel. So that's the first category. Any type of chumrah, even kidneys. Kidneys is a chumrah. There are many kulos by kidneys. Any tarubas of kidneys. You have a choyla. You have so many different cases where we're makel by kidneys. Al pi halacha, we're makel by kidneys. But a person that's healthy and stamazoy to go eat kidneys, et nishelfim kan ataras nedarim, because even though it's only a minig, but this is the type of a minig, visa helfnish kan ataras nedarim. Now, let's go to the next category. And in order to understand the next category, we have to give a bit of background. And basically, there's a very fascinating machloikis between a Chaya Odom and a Prima Godin. And that is in regards to eating garlic on Pesach. So many of us know that there's a minig, some people do it, some people don't, that there's a minig not to eat garlic on Pesach. You go to the shops, you can find garlic with a heksher, and if it's raw, you don't need a heksher. And many people do eat garlic on Pesach, but there are people that don't eat garlic on Pesach. So what exactly is the status of garlic on Pesach? So if you take a look in the Prima Godim, in Siman Tov Samach Dalet, the Prima Godim says azoy, Yesh noy hagin sheloy lechol shum bePesach. They don't eat garlic on Pesach. And he's talking about fresh garlic, because the crushed garlic, what we have, powdered garlic, the Prima Godim didn't have. So he's talking about fresh garlic. So he says there are people that don't eat garlic on Pesach. Ve'eini yoideya tam lomo, says the Prima Godim. I have no idea why people do that. Imikol mukim, he says, ato ein lahokol b'fnei ama'oretz, you should not be makel in public. U'betzina le'talmud chochem ein lahachme. So the Prima Godim sort of puts us in a peculiar situation. Because on the one hand he says, Ein yodeya tam loma. And on the other hand he says, don't be matir. So if you Ein yodeya tam loma, why is he machmir? So first of all, we have to understand, where do we find this inyan of Ein lahatir b'fnei ha-ma'oretz, or b'fnei tamut chacham b'tzina yesh lahatir? Where do we find that concept? This concept we find in the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara speaks about minhagim. Any type of thing, dvarim ha-mutarim, mamash this sugya, dvarim ha-mutarim v'cheir nahagim v'hem iser, the Gemara says, don't be matarit in public, because people are going to say, you're an avarian. But a Talmud Chacham who knows, and he can differentiate, you can be matal. So, from the way the Prima Godim passes, you shouldn't be matir, you definitely see that there is a reason for this minig. It's not stam a minig b'toos, because if it's a minig b'toos, there's no point in being machmir. So if the Prima Godim says, Ein yodeya tam lomo, so how could he say, toich kedei dibur, that you shouldn't be matir? So laniyaz dati, what the Prima Godim is as follows. There is a reason why not to be machmer on eating garlic on Pesach. And the reason is because in olden times, the minig was that where did they plant garlic? They would plant garlic amongst the wheat fields because it was a repellent to the animals, and that's what they used. Animals don't like garlic, and therefore they planted garlic in the wheat fields. And the emes is, even today, we can't say that it's done. Everyone does it, but people still do it. In other words, there are still shittas that do it this way. You know, there are some farmers that haven't changed. You know, minigav is saying b'yodeyem, that's what worked in all those years. So they still do it the same way, even though today there may be chemicals and different things that can be used. But lemaisa, if you're ma'ayin, you look it up, you can find it's not something that's foreign. It's still something that's practiced amongst the farmers. So l'chayre, we have here a gewaldige reason why to ase garlic. Because garlic, if it grows together with wheat, it should be a problem. However, why does the Prima Godim say ve'en yodeya tam lomo? The teretz is because you have many things that have the same problem and even worse. Let's take wheat. Wheat itself, which we use for matzahs. Wheat has a problem. What's the problem that wheat has? That sometimes they can be bloated, they can be a problem. The halacha says in Siman Tofnin Gimel that you're supposed to be check the wheat before you use the wheat for matzahs. You're supposed to be boidik. The Rama says you should check it in a way to make sure that there's shishim neged the mechumotzim. In other words, you have to check if there's any mevukois, any wheat that are considered chometz. And if there's less than 1 to 60, then it's fine. But the Ramah clearly says, you should not use the wheat unless you check them. And that's what they do. Okay, today we can say that we have our wheat, that there's a way to keep it away from moisture in a way that we don't have any of those problems. And that's why we pay so much for our matzahs, because that's the way they do it. And I've seen it. The system that we use today is taken in such a way that the chitim are completely apart from moisture. But lemaisa, we see that even in chitim alone, which is the matzah itself, you have such a problem. Now, is anyone going to say, don't use chitim? About the not, because if you don't use chitim, you can't have matzahs. So pshat is azoi. If we have a solution, and the solution is to check it, to say that you can't use it. You have a problem with shumim, you have a problem with garlic, so there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Sit down and start being boidik, and it's going to be much easier than checking the wheat. Why? Because checking the wheat is a very tedious task to go through every weitzel. But if you go through garlic and wheat with closed eyes, you can put them apart. So l'chayra, the shayla is, do we have to be machmer? We know that Achenu Asfardim, those that have a minute to eat rice, they check the rice. Not once, not twice. They check it up to 7 times. And there's a whole tradition that they have. Those that eat rice have a minute to check it 7 times, because that's the Kabbalah that they had. So are they going to say, we're not eating rice? Some don't eat rice, taka. But those that eat rice, they eat it only with bedika. So what's the pshat? We would say that because it needs bedika that you can't have it. No, we say be boy the kid, and then it's no problem. Before you shecht an animal, you have to be boiding the sakin. Are we going to say don't shecht because you? That's the way of life. There are many different things that before we eat we have to be boiding. Yerokas, different vegetables that need checking. So if it's shaykh to check, we don't say don't eat it. We say check it and then you'll eat it. So the question is, if you have a problem with the shumim, you have a problem with the garlic that it grows between wheat, so check it. So pshat in the primogodim is that any yodea tam lomo doesn't mean that there's no reason that it's tam a narishkeit. No, it's about another narishkeit. Novos then, he does know a tam lomo ta aser shumim because there's a solution. What's the solution? The solution is to be boidikit. However, why were there those that were machmir not to use garlic? The teretz is because some people might find it very hard to say what's the shaykhes, chitim, shumim. In other words, there was a mokum to be choshesh that people won't be boidik, and therefore they were machmir. So the Primogodim says asoy, be'etzem mitzad hadin eini yodea tam lomo. I have no clue why people are machmir, because there's a solution. However, because we see that there are those that are machmir, so it becomes like a minig, a dober hamutar, v'acherim nahagibem iser. So he says, don't be matir b'fnei ha'maretz. Now, the chaye Adam seem to have learned pshat in the primogodim kipshutoi, that there's no reason to aser shumim. And the chaye Adam says that since we have this halach in Shulchan Aruch, that anything that was based on a tos, anything that was based on no reason, does not need haptorah b'chlal. So he says asoy, dvarim hamutorim, v'cheir nahagi boi iser machma sho yisoyvrim shehi iser, v'achshav nisbaro doi shehu mutar. He says, you don't need haptorah. And that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Says the chaye Adam, the narrowly poshet, the mash yesh nahagim shalalechul senoin v'shumim. He brings even more. Some people wouldn't eat radish on Pesach. Ein lezeh shum tam v'reach. He's talking about the not the shumim. He's talking about the iser. Mutter lahati lohem b'pshitos. The bevada v'zeh lo shayach shum siyog. So the chaye Adam seem to have learned pshat in primogodim that there's no reason to aser. But the question is, if that's the case, why does the primogodim say that you shouldn't be matir? The only place where we find you shouldn't be matir is only something that has a reason. It's mutter v'acherim nahagim b'miser. But if it's tam aminuk b'tol, it's not. But lemaise, the way we see that some people still have that minig, we see that they're choshesh like the primogodim, that be'etzem there is a reason, there was a reason. Now, was then al pi halacha you could be matir, but since these people are machmir, we're going to be machmir. So now the question is, what is one supposed to do l'alocha l'maisa? If a person wants to change his minig from not eating shumim, if he has such a minig in the family and they want to change and they do want to eat, so l'chayre, according to the primogodim, they need hataras nedorim, because since it's something that has a reason, novos then it's a dvarim hamutarim. So by dvarim hamutarim v'chayim nahagibem iser, you could be mafe. Now, so that's the second category, which means it's something that there is a reason, but you know, if you want to be matir, you should be matir neder. Now, there's a third category, and that is the inyan of eating fish on Pesach. So, the inyan of eating fish or not eating fish on Pesach is as follows. There's also a primogodim. The primogodim brings down, very interesting, dogim chayim, shekoyrin karpin, the carp fish. Now, the carp fish are very resilient, and a carp fish can live out of the water for a long time. Even if it could be out of the water for hours, you put it back into the water and it starts swimming. And someone told me he remembers how his Zayda lived in Gateshead, and they had a carp fish sent from London to Gateshead, and it was wrapped in leaves to give it a bit of oxygen of sorts. And when it came to Gateshead, after many hours, it swam. They put it into the water, and it continued swimming as if ke'ilu lo hayo. So, and that's a metzias. Carp fish are very resilient. So the Pimgadim says, how would they send carp fish me'ir le'ir? They send it from city to city because they catch it where there's the water, and then they send it inland, right, in the cities where there's no water. So he says that k'dei she'yisharu chayim, in order that the fish should stay alive, me'nichem prusa chometz im yayin sorof. They would take a piece of bread that's soaked in alcohol, in yayin sorof, lepiv, and that's how it would survive. In other words, once it arrived at its destination, it would continue living. So l'chayr, we have a problem, because this fish has that piece of chometz soaked in yayin sorof, and it's in the fish. Says the Prima Godin, ad halayla, he says, until nacht of Pesach, af shemes v'nishar befiv, yesh letzadet lehete letzorech simchas yontif. But if the Pesach, in other words, if it's before Pesach, it doesn't matter, even if the fish died and it had that thing in the mouth, it's no problem. And Pesach itself, im nish'aru chayim, ein chashash midi, that midi haba mehemus ha'akim kitzi, brings a raya zoi. This Prima Godim is a very interesting Prima Godim. The Chassam Sofer brings it. The Prima Godim holds that anything live, there's no belias by anything live. And since the fish is still alive when Pesach comes, so even though it was alive through the bread and the yayin sorof, if you see that it's alive, it's not a problem. So basically, the Prima Godim is telling us that a fish that was stayed alive with chometz is not a problem. If it died, so if it's before Pesach, it's still mutter. On Pesach, it's a problem. The Chassam Sofer brings this Prima Godim to a story that happened in the times of the Hafla. The Hafla was a rav in Frankfurt, and his first shayla, when he arrived, mamash, he literally just arrived, he was still in his suitcases, and the shayla came, they came to ask the rav, that someone was cooking a pot of milk on the stove, and a bird came in and flew into the pot, and flew out, and died a bit further down. So the question was, what's the status of this pot? Right? Because it bought a becholov. So the Hafla said, it's osir. And pashtus osir means even ba'ano. So they came to ask him afterwards that the din of isir ha'ano is only by basa behema. This is oif. By basa of becholov, there's no isir ha'ano. So he said that what he meant was, bishum eve menachai. In other words, that when he meant osir was that there's nothing you can do with it, because if it would be stamadu, you can give it to a goy. Because eve menacha, you can't give even to a goy, and because this bird went into the pot while it was still alive, there was blias of eve menacha, and blias of eve menacha is osir even for a goy. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole shtickle whether there are blias mechayim, because according to the Hafla, the only way it was osir is there's blias mechayim. And there's a lot of interesting Torah on that. You know, one of the big rayas that they bring about Blias Bechayim is, if anyone has ever seen how they keep the carp fish in the big tanks, they have these tanks in the fish shops. So they have the carp fish, and in order to keep the tank clean, they have catfish at the bottom, and they keep the tank clean. So the question is, if you say kavush, right, if it's more than 24 hours, so the question is there shishim in the carp fish neged the catfish? So if we say there's no blias mechayim, then it's not a problem. But if there's blias mechayim, you have many other problems. That they bring a raya from the banat to the shmul, that the Gemara says they were mixing the pot while it was hot. So if you mix a hot pot with your hand, then what's with blias, basar adam is also. A lot of interesting Torah that was written based on this story and based on this Indian. But there, the Chassam Sofer brings this Prima Godin. What do we see from this Prima Godin? That while it's alive, we don't care if it has chometz, even if it's on Pesach. Yeah, our only concern is, once it died, and it still had the chometz in its mouth, that it could be a problem. So here we have this Prima Godin that clearly says that eating carp fish is not a problem. Because in any event, it's mutter. The only time it's osir is if the fish dies and it's still in its Pesach, and it still has it in the mouth when Pesach comes. Now, Im kol zeh, we have families that have a minhag not to eat fish on Pesach. So the question is, what's going on? So it could be that... The question is, this metzias, even if we're going to say we're going to be machmer, and more than the prima godam, and we're going to say that we're choshesh, there might be some amaretz that won't realize the difference between live and not live, and he's going to say, just like the fish is mutter on Pesach, if it's still alive, even if it has chametz in the mouth, he's going to be mutter it even once it died. Okay, that's a mokam lahachmer. But the question is, today, this metzias doesn't exist. If a fishmonger would keep his fish alive this way, the health department would close him down, right? So, oy bazoy, the shayla is this whole metzias shayach, this whole metzias lechayra is not shayach anymore in our day and age. So lechayra, according to what we said before, any minig that, this could be considered a minig betos, which means that people thought, that the Loshna Mechaber is, that if a person thought that it's mutter, but Lemaisa, he thought it's Osir, but then he found out that it's Be'etza Mutter. So such a thing, Abel Anehagim Issa B'dvarim HaMutarim, Machma She'soivrim She'heim Asurim, Lo Yehava Kira Kiblam B'Neder. Right? So we see from here that if something is being kept, because you think it's Osir, but Be'etzem it's mutter, you don't even need that Haras Nadarim. So L'chayre, such a type of a minig, if a person decides that he wants to eat, start eating fish, because this minig doesn't exist anymore, L'chayre, it shouldn't be a problem. Now let's take a look at the minig of using oil versus using schmaltz. Those people that used only schmaltz, why would they use only schmaltz? Because in those times, we're talking about 60, 70 years ago, there were oils weren't available. In other words, the only oil that you had was olive oil. That was the only oil that was available. Because all these vegetable oils, all these oils that we have today, is a process. You have to process it. There's a chemical process. So it's not something that they had. So the only option they had was either olive oil or schmaltz. Now, olive oil was problematic. We find in the Shulchan Aruch that olive oil was a problem because the machteshes, the grinder that they used to use to grind the olives, they used all year round for chametz. So they were bleas of chametz. So lemaise, there was a mokum to be machmer not to use olive oil. So if you don't use olive oil and you have nothing else to use, then you have to use schmaltz. But today, in our day and age, when there's so many other options available, and even if someone wants to be machmer, in Kittish and Ishtana, and he wants to be machmer in the biggest chumras, you still have certain oils, hazelnut oil, walnut oil, these types of oils, that lekula alma is mutter, and lechayre, the question is, what is the status of such a minig? Does he have to be matir neder or not? Lechayre, we could argue that based on the Shulchan Aruch, that anything that was betos, in other words, someone that thinks that in today's day and age you still have to be machmir not to use any other oil, it's a mistake, because there was never a takana not to use walnut oil, there was never a takana not to use hazelnut oil, there was a takana not to use olive oil. And if there's nothing else, then it's a problem. So lechayre, it would be the same. These two things, the fish and the schmaltz, would lechayre be in the same category. But lemaise, lanias dati nere, that ulai, there is a mokum to be machmir, that you should still be matir neder. And the reason for that is as follows. We find many things that people have been hogging on Pesach, even though that there's no reason for it. This in itself is a minig. And what's the reason? The reason is because we find in Chazal that why were Klal Yisrael zoicha to leave Mitzrayim? Because of Loshinu Hashemam, Loshinu Loshoinam, Loshinu Malbusham. In other words, there's an inner of Loshinu. And because of Loshinu, because we didn't change from the minig of Yisrael, that is why we were zoicha to leave Mitzrayim. So on Pesach particularly, we try to do Loshinu. And that is why we have certain minhagim, which as we started, they may sound bizarre, and maybe they are. But Lemaisa, the reason is, this is what we saw, we don't change things. So therefore, if a person wants to change, for whatever reason, he's allowed to change, but he should still be matir neder, because if you're not matir neder, you have a problem, because it could still be that this is included in Devarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nahagivam Issim. Now, I just want to finish with a minig that someone had in his family, and they did research and they found out what the reason was. They had a minig that before they started setting up the kara, the baits of the egg, they would knock on the table. They would bang it on the table. That was a minig in the family. And there was one einikel that he wanted to understand. You know, he went to yeshiva and he never heard such a thing. It didn't make sense to him. He wanted to understand it. So he did a lot of research until he found out that his zayda, the kara plate, wasn't very straight. So every time he put the baits on the kara plate, it would start rolling, and it would roll this way, roll that way. So he gave it a bang on the table, this way it sits down, and it's a glass zitzen. So findemi gevar na minig. So, you know, again, if such a type of a minig, if you wait a few more generations, it's going to, you know, become a minig. But as we said, a minig Yisrael is something that has Yisoides, and especially when it comes to Pesach, all the Minhagim have Shtarke Yisoides because of the Loishinu, that we try as much as possible to follow in the pathways of our parents and grandparents and so on, because we want to have that connection and we want to continue with the tradition of Loishinu, because we're still waiting as Benissen Egalu and Benissen Asidin Lehigoyim.